A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay.
Okay.
Researchers.
Into your world.
Have swallowed pieces of Lego.
I saw this. This is the greatest experiment ever done.
No, not just any pieces, the heads, right?
Yeah.
To see how long it takes them to pass through their digestive systems.
Do you reckon it's because there's no corners on the head? They thought, oh, they might hurt a little bit on the way down.
I wondered if it was maybe because they looked like corn.
Corn?
Well, yeah, corn's famous for that kind of business.
Yeah.
But anyway, apparently, here's the other bit. They ranked the softness of their stool samples.
Oh, great.
On a scale they called the stool hardness and transit sample, the SHAT scale.
Oh.
They also measured, right, how long it took for the Lego head to pass through, and they gave that a found and retrieval time score, FART score.
They're just having a laugh.
They are. By the end of the experiment, the team found their FART scores varied between...
Their fart scores
varied between a day and 3 days, with the average being 1.71 days for the toy head to pass through.
And the reason for this experiment?
They want to know how long it takes. Because toddlers will often swallow them so that they can know how long it takes. Because they couldn't try it on toddlers. That wouldn't be ethical, so they did it
themselves.
Or are
they just seeing how long it takes for you to pass food through your body?
Well, that's part of it too. But I don't think this necessarily counts as food. I don't know how much nutrition there is in it.
Sorry, how much money did they waste on this experiment?
One of the participants, though, the little Lego head never came out the other side.
Oh, dear.
So we're not sure if he missed it or if his plan is to actually eat enough to build a whole world down there.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Is it that point already?
It is.
Monday already. Coast Feed. What's going on?
Well, Aussie acts are battling it out for the right to represent us next year at the Eurovision Song Contest
in Israel. Is it to the death?
No.
It's not a gladiatorial thing.
No, it isn't. Okay. Pop band Shepherd, Kate Miller-Heike, Australia's Got Talent winner Mark Vincent and duo Electric Fields are all set to sing off for the role as Australian representative at the Song Contest in May. So we'll let you know who wins that battle. Ariana Grande, she has finally dropped her Thank You Next music video, and it is everything. She has taken inspiration from my favourite noughties chick flicks, Mean Girls, Bring It On, Suddenly 30, and Legally Blonde, recreating the Mean Girls Jingle Bell dance and even busting out a few bend and snaps. I love this video so much. The star-studded affair also had Kris Jenner in there playing Regina George's Dancing Mum in the crowd. Troy Sivan makes an appearance, and Jennifer Coolidge also reprising her Legally Blonde Nail Lady role.
I mean, he was really cute, you know. He was really cute.
Yeah.
And it was really big.
Well, I've only gone out with one guy that had a big front tooth. And I liked it because he never got anything stuck in the front teeth. But have you ever gone out with someone that had no teeth at all?
No.
And got some.
Oh, that's great.
How great is she? She's my favourite. The video.
She's also the mum from American Pie, I think.
She is, yes. The video is number one on trending and already had over 80 million views since its release on Friday.
Wow, that's not surprising.
Now, staying with the top trending YouTube videos at the moment, and Miley Cyrus and Mark Ronson have dropped their latest collaboration. It's called Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
This world can hurt you. It cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart. Nothing breaks like a heart.
Doesn't sound at all like the kind of song that accompanies the clip that goes with it.
No, you need to check it out.
You do.
There's a lot of Miley in it, that's all I'm going to say.
There is. Certain bits especially.
It's also very Jolene, don't you think?
Yeah, well, that's right. It does sound very old school and country.
Yeah.
Nothing,
so
there's nothing wrong with that.
That clip is sitting at number two on trending at the moment with only 9 million views compared to Ariana's whopping 80 million.
I'll give it a couple of minutes.
Don't know what that says. Finishing off with Nick Jonas. He's been married over the weekend to Priyanka Chopra. These guys tied the knot in India with a traditional ceremony just 4 months after their engagement in July. The Bollywood star and Miss World 2000 winner Priyanka took to Instagram to share images of their lavish ceremony, including footage of an insane musical competition between both families. They had like this insane dance-off.
Dance
it was
off.
Great, including all three of Nick's brothers. So check out all the pics at our website.
Day three of summer. Welcome to... And check these prices out. Summer. I've just realised I've launched into... What was his name?
Kermit.
No, no,
oh,
no, no.
Okay.
The little snowman from Frozen, his name is Olaf, and he likes warm
That's
hugs.
That's it. Warm hugs. Warm hugs. Oh, but he's a snowman.
That's right.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay, busy first weekend of summer, but don't think the second weekend is going to be foot off the pedal or anything
like
that.
No way.
Today, before we get to the weekend, can I say, today is...
Oh, before we get to the weekend, it's Monday.
No, I know, but I've got a couple of things to point out with the weekend, all right?
Okay.
We'll get through this together. Today is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, which is all about recognising how everyone contributes to our world. So keep that in mind. But they're now looking at the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Two things that I want you to know about. Canine Dog Rescue in Nambeelup have their open and adoption day on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you room at your place, pop in, or if you want to help with donations, just remember dogs aren't just for Christmas.
No.
And also the Mandurah Murray Motorcycle Charity Ride is on.
Yeah, that's on Saturday, isn't it?
As well. Leaves Pinjarra at 9:30, arrives at the Eastern Foreshore where there'll be music and stalls and sizzles of a sausage variety.
All the details at our website, by the way.
If that didn't make sense.
Sometimes you get Christmas stocking, they're full of like chockies, sometimes some underwear, you know?
Are you saying this? Underwear?
Underwear. You know, we always get like socks and undies for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
You know,
not
like a saucy pair of underwear.
I never got a saucy pair of underwear for my Christmas. There you go. So this is what you'd call a chock-a-block stock, right?
Yeah, chock-a-block stock, correct.
Yeah.
This stocking...
I can't believe you're blushing.
Heston
moving, lady.
Bloomful.
Get over it. Stop thinking about my saucy underwear and move on.